Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I want to talk to you about trauma and how this can affect you and your child in so many different ways. What actually got me interested in energy work is my oldest son, Devin, was a pretty angry little boy, and I could not figure out why he was so angry. At the time, I was a birth doula and a childbirth educator, and one of my fellow childbirth educators did a class to teach us about energy work and how it could help with birth trauma. She explained how she did this and then asked for a volunteer. Well, I did have birth trauma with Devin. I was on bed rest for 9 weeks with him, and then he was born via emergency C-section at 34 weeks. He spent some time in the NICU. There was a lot of energy around his pregnancy and birth, and some trauma there. Probably little t trauma, but it still was trauma. So when I talk about little t trauma versus big T trauma, that's just kind of a way of, I guess in my mind, like some people are like, oh yeah, that was traumatic. Like if someone had a car accident and there was a big injury, almost anyone looking at that incident would say, oh yeah, that was trauma. I call that big T trauma. There's maybe other definitions, but little T trauma to me is something where not everyone would view it as traumatic. So for instance, well, Devin did have some long-term effects from his birth and had some years of therapy after it, occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, lingering from birth trauma. So maybe it was a big T trauma. I don't know. But for me, it was kind of more like little t trauma, and that I didn't recognize it as trauma. I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to say here. So there's different types of trauma, and we may not even recognize something as trauma until we have a different perspective. Nonetheless, I went to this training, and it wasn't really actually a training. I went to this explanation of how energy work could help with birth trauma. And that was something I was interested in because that was a field I was in and had experienced that to some extent with Devin. So when she asked for a volunteer to demonstrate on, my hand shot up so quickly. And she used me as a guinea pig and did work on me and Devin. Even though he wasn't there, she worked on Devin through me and cleared energy around our birth trauma. I had trauma and Devin had trauma. The amazing kind of crazy thing was when I went home from that experience, Devin had shifted and I had shifted. His anger had decreased immensely, I'd say by 50%. And there was nothing else I could attribute it to. So that is what made me curious to learn more and actually learn how to do energy work so that I could heal the rest of our trauma. From me, from him, and it just grew from there. So definitely for me, clearing trauma is something that I love doing, especially birth trauma, just because that's something that's kind of near and dear to my heart, but really any kind of trauma. And as I'm working on families who have children on the autism spectrum, there is often trauma tied into that. Whether it be their child had birth trauma, or whether just there's trauma that comes up from raising these kids. Maybe there's some self-injurious behavior. That is trauma, both for the child and for the parent, and learning how to deal with that. So very often when I'm doing an energy work session, trauma will come up. And I love to work on clearing it. There's different steps that I take, but one interesting image that maybe would resonate with you is often I find that there is an incomplete freeze cycle or fight cycle or flight cycle, but honestly, usually it's a freeze cycle that tends to be stuck. It hasn't completed. The person feels stuck in that trauma. And what happens when this is the case is they are very easily triggered by similar circumstances because it's like they're frozen in that trauma cycle. So an image that I see when I'm clearing a frozen trauma cycle, it's like they have a hula hoop stuck around their waist and they're walking around with it all the time. It's maybe not always spinning, but it's always there. So if it bumps into something that was similar to the trauma that they experienced, it starts spinning and they feel the energy of that trauma again, which brings up emotions, which brings up patterns, which brings up beliefs and actions. It's like they just start spinning in this trauma again. So when I'm clearing trauma and I find a freeze cycle, what I do is I imagine completing that energetic freeze cycle. It's almost like I take the hula hoop and I spin it 1 to 3 more times and it just completes that freeze cycle. And then I see that hula hoop drop to the ground and the person I'm working on is able to step out of the hula hoop. And then I imagine taking that hula hoop and like putting it in a garbage can, like just getting rid of it. It's no longer there. I also work on clearing triggers, what I call port keys, but it's triggers to the trauma. And this allows the person then to move forward. And if old things that used to trigger them happen or they see something, it doesn't trigger them anymore. It has cleared that energy around it. I like to use the example of puppies. So for most people, if you see a puppy, you're like, oh, how cute, and you want to pet it and interact with it. Now imagine there was a child who was bitten by a puppy. Even if it wasn't like a big bite, maybe their skin wasn't broken, there was no blood, but to them, that experience with the puppy was a trauma, what we would probably call a little T trauma. Versus, let's say there was a child who was bit by a dog on the face and it broke their skin and they needed stitches. Everyone probably would say, oh yes, that was trauma, and that would be a big T trauma. Both actually are as traumatic as each other. It's just outsiders recognize it differently. So let's go back to the child that was bit by a puppy. No skin was broken, but to them it was scary and they're crying and they're scared and there's trauma in their body. Well, move forward 5, 10 years. If they haven't cleared that trauma, they're still stuck in that freeze cycle of the trauma. So they're not always feeling that. It's like that hula hoop of puppy trauma is around their waist. But then if they see a puppy or a puppy comes and tries to play with them, that hula hoop like lifts up and starts spinning and they're like stuck in that energy again. So this is one of the ways that I see trauma getting triggered and happening. And it's actually pretty easy once I see that to clear the energy, to have them step out of the hula hoop, put in some new positive beliefs, which I start with very gently, like, how would it feel to feel safe around a puppy? And I actually would maybe have them practice that, saying that for a week or two every day, and then move on to, it's possible to feel safe around a puppy. And so on. Sometimes it can shift instantaneously, but sometimes it takes a few days or weeks to like repattern their beliefs or their energy around puppies. It really just depends on the situation. So I do this work for children. I do the work for the parents, whoever is affected by these different traumas. I love helping people with this because the way I do it, they don't have to go back and feel it or experience it. This is not therapy. I'm not having them talk about it and process it with me. We're just clearing the energy around the trauma. We're clearing the beliefs, the emotions, the memories. I also clear memories. And it's very powerful and helpful for people. I actually recorded a sample session where I talked about Bryson, my youngest, had a trauma of losing a boat at the beach. And I did a little sample session, which I'll link to, where I explain how energy work works And I actually use that example of his little T trauma of losing the boat. But again, remember, to him, it was actually a giant T trauma, and he hated the beach for years, which was a problem because he grew up in Southern California and we would like to go to the beach, but it wasn't fun for him. He had the big T trauma until I learned how to do energy work and clear that trauma. And then he was able to enjoy the beach again. Know that if you have trauma, there are ways to clear it. And for me, the most effective way has been to clear it energetically, as well as working on my beliefs and emotions around things. But if I just tried to change my thoughts, it's just way too sticky. I tried to do that with Bryson when he was little before I learned how to clear it with energy work. I'm like, it's safe. We won't bring any boats to the beach. Or, you know, I just tried to like logically help him not be afraid of the beach, but it didn't work because there was so much energy around that experience. Let me know if you have any questions or thoughts about this, and I'd love to chat with you about it. There's no need to go through your life stuck in these traumas, stuck in these old loops and patterns, when it can be something that can be cleared fairly easily and quickly. If you have trauma or your child has trauma, I would love to help you. You can sign up for a free clarity call and talk to me about what has happened, and I can let you know if I feel like I'm a good resource for you for helping to clear that trauma. Or if you're like, nope, just sign me up right away, you totally can do that as well. Thanks for listening. If you're feeling curious about energy work and wondering if it might be helpful for you or your child, you're welcome to sign up for a session at awesomeautismtools.com/appointments. Or if you'd like to talk to me first, you can also book a free call at that same link. I'd be happy to chat with you and help figure out what would be most helpful for you and your child. The links are in the show notes.